Requirement 2, understanding needs and goals. In the first podcast, we identified three common purposes for mentoring: career development, psychosocial support, and role modeling. These three outcomes corresponded pretty well with the three fundamental human needs identified as part of something called self-determination theory. These needs are autonomy, the need to feel in control of what you do and how you do it, to be in a position to make choices about your future. Relatedness, the need to feel connected to other people, the sense of belonging, and being understood or appreciated. Competence, the need to feel capable and have confidence in your ability to deal with the tasks that face you. You should aim to finish every mentoring meeting with your mentee having grown in at least one of these areas. A poor mentor can often do damage by allowing their own selfish needs to override these fundamental needs of their mentee. For example, your need for status and certainty might tempt you to push your ideas and your solutions onto your mentee, thus depriving them of the opportunity to develop their autonomy and competence. If you fail to respond to them because you're too busy, you run the risk of exacerbating any feelings of disconnectedness and lack of appreciation. Even positive intentions can cause damage if you don't pay proper attention to these needs. You may be keen to help them become better at dealing with their tasks, but if your helping consists of mostly critical feedback, you may destroy their sense of competence rather than building it. At the same time, you do need to be sensitive to your own needs with the mentoring relationship. These might be practical needs, such as needing to be clear about the amount of time you can afford to give to your mentee. But it is also about your own development needs. For example, you may be considering taking on a mentor role because you want to develop skills that will be useful to you in the future. Or maybe you want to get a fresh perspective on your own work. These are legitimate reasons for becoming a mentor, but be upfront about them with your mentee. They will then know to give you useful feedback or chip in ideas. The best practice is for you to enable the mentee to articulate clear goals for the mentoring process and be explicit about how you can help them to achieve these goals, and for you to be explicit about your goals for the process and clear about how your mentee can help you.